Your connection.
Yes, WARK. Well, Chris, I'm kind of right there with you on a lot of that there, too, as well. Well, first of all, yeah, I tend to agree that, yeah, there probably are more analog repeaters than there are digital. Could be wrong in that, but I think that's true. And as far as it goes, how to tell who is on a repeater, basically, as far as transmitting, obviously you could have people, multiple people receiving, and you would never know who's receiving. But the only way that you would know who is actually, quote, on a repeater would just be simply by listening, hearing the call sign. I don't think there's, like, any way that there's, like, you would log in and then you could see who all is logged into that talk group. I don't think that's possible, at least not with the technology that I have. See, one other thing that I have kind of that I've got a little issue with myself with DMR is that, you know, for example, if I, I've got the same radio that you have, the DM32, and if you're kind of out in the sticks a little bit, you know, farther from the repeater, it's a little bit hard sometimes to know if you actually were able to successfully bring up the repeater. So that's something that I've got to look at myself, and I'm thinking I might have to take a look at the parrot function on some of the GMR radios. That way you can at least say, okay, I know at least from this spot at this time I made it to the repeater and sounded like that. Let's see here. There's one other question you wanted to ask me. I forgot what the heck it was now, Chris. So if you recall it, rephrase it again here. But I think for the most part, you and I are kind of in the same boat here. It's not always...
However, some repeaters aren't connected via the internet, so that kind of becomes a problem there.